coast to coast. This is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Hey everyone, Norm Borg from the home office at Rideau Carleton Raceway. Great news from StandardBred Canada on the formation of Canada One. The intent is to get the Canadian product right out there into the U.S. and world markets, and it particularly has good news for the B tracks here in Canada. It also looks like it's going to clear the way for some brand new wagering initiatives. That's all coming up on this edition of Trot Radio. Daryl Kaplan is with us from Trot Magazine and Standardbred Canada, who along with so many other people has worked on this project. Daryl, congratulations on getting Canada One initiated anyway.
Thanks very much, Norm.
Now, how is this program going to work? I understand it's going to focus on all the other tracks in Canada and trying to promote the Canadian harness racing product. How is that going to work? How's it going to be distributed? Tell us all about it.
We know, Norm, we still have a long road ahead of us. So we're working with racetracks. The racetracks have been talking to us for a long time. We're certainly talking to horsemen's groups as well. The goal of the project is this. What we want to be able to do is we want to be able to market the Canadian product. We want to be able to market it to the United States and hopefully even beyond the United States. We want to be able to go to our simulcast partners in the United States and around the world, places that don't currently carry Canadian standardbred racing or places that carry a limited Canadian standardbred racing, and tell them that that they'll be able to, through one signal, receive 9 to 12 hours of Canadian harness racing daily. So basically what it would be full card simulcasting, where at 1 o'clock you'd receive a product, and then at 3:30 another product would come on, the 7:30 product would come on, and hopefully we'd have a Western product at 10 or 10:30 as well. And with that, what we'd like to do and what we think we can do is by putting the products together, we think we can come up with a whole bunch of ways of marketing Canadian harness racing in a way that hasn't been nobody's been able to accomplish, because they haven't been able to look at the product as a whole. So certainly there's some distribution, a lot of distribution of Canadian product across the United States and, of course, across Canada, but we think that that this national product is something that is needed right now.
Daryl, it's more than just putting the signal out there. You've along with your partners, have put together some wagering initiatives that sound very exciting.
Yes, well, going back, Norm, one of the ideas that came up and has come up numerous times is about a lottery, whether it be a lottery wager or a pick seven wager, some sort of wager, jackpot opportunity on Canadian standardbred racing. It's been tried in various forms, but we think that by actually combining the products and with the new CPMA regulations, we may have the opportunity going forward to have whether it be a pick six or a pick seven or some sort of a jackpot lottery wager, where we can actually, as we put this product together, carry over that product not from day to day, from Monday card to the Thursday card to the Friday card, but actually perhaps carrying it over from the 1 o'clock product in Ottawa to the 4 o'clock product in London to the 7 o'clock product at Georgian Downs to the 10 o'clock product. If we can have three or four carryovers daily, or if we can create a larger lottery product and be able to promote that, we might be able to really hit a new market. That's something that, you know, we've looked at various ways of selling and promoting a lottery product, and one major roadblock has always been distribution. The reality that most of the locations we go to either take one product or two products or three products, especially when you get to outside of Canada. So in order to put that product together, whether it be five races from different tracks or more like we're thinking, which is whole card simulcasting, once you put these products together, it gives you a lot of opportunity to get into that. And, you know, we see it a little bit down the road, but that's one very important part about this being a building block towards some of the really exciting initiatives that could come down the road.
Now, you mentioned that you signed an agreement with some partners. Tell us about that.
Yes, Starting Gate Solutions is a company that has come aboard with us. John Marshall, who's the head of that company, he's done a lot of work with us over the last couple of years. John was involved in a couple of our committees, and he's fully supported this, and he's bringing his experience of building companies from a marketing and sales perspective. You know, we've dealt with various options of moving forward, but we really thought that if we could take a public not-for-profit a not-for-profit company in Standard Brick Canada and bring in some expertise from a for-profit company with the experience of building businesses, building markets, and sales, that we could really put together something powerful, and we've done that, and we feel quite confident in our ability to move forward because of that.
When will the product launch?
Well, right now we're in talks with the racetracks, we're in talks with horse people's groups, and it is our hope to launch the product in spring. But certainly there's a lot of discussions still to be had, and we've been working for a long time to come up with a product that will work with everyone, but we don't certainly have all the answers. We need to get feedback from everyone, and we're working on that part of the process. And what I should say, Norm, is going back to where this sort of all came from. 2 years ago at the Standard Bred Wagering Conference, we had a meeting of stakeholders, and we put together some committees and said, what do we need to do as an industry? You know, what do we need to do to move forward? And there were several committees put forward and research done, and I think what this is really is a starting point. It's really a starting point to say, okay, in order to build this product, you know, to address some of the issues of pool size, to address, you know, parimutuel integrity issues, not in terms of security, but parimutuel integrity issues in terms of pool size and what people are betting into, we need some consolidation. We're not talking about reducing dates. We're talking about growth.
Yeah.
We're talking about growth. We're talking about getting into markets that are currently underserved, and we're talking about being able to walk into new markets and tell them that this is a great product and that they should carry it.
Good luck with this. Keep us posted.
Thanks very much, Norm. We certainly will.
Thanks, Daryl.
Okay.
Daryl Kaplan of Standard Bred Canada on the formation of Canada One. Sounds like a very exciting program. It's going to get all the B-tracks a lot more exposure, and that can only be a good thing. That's it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standard Bred Canada in cooperation with Boar Communications.